Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
From Palelo Zikalala, good morning. How are you doing? Let's try that again.
Good morning to you and also good morning to your listeners.
So what are the requirements?
The requirement is that you must be examined by a medical doctor who will be able to determine the nature of your illness and be able to state that the kind of facilities that they have within the correctional services are not conducive, are not going to enable you to recover from the illness that you have. Now, the type of terminal illness that they refer to and what we understand as let's say South African is not the same. It was turned after the case of Mr. Shabir Sheikh into a more relaxed type of situation. If I can make an example, if you go there and you have a type of cancer that can still enable you to move, can still enable you to enjoy a certain sort of enjoyment of life, that would be deemed as terminal illness. So they would say within this particular facility, we can't house you here. It's better if you go home and you go and try and recover at home. But we are mindful of the fact that you won't recover fully. So the terminal determination or definition is with regards to that particular sense. But it has been relaxed since the application of Mr. Shabir Sheikh to include things in which you and me can regard as disease or illnesses that a person can be able to live with while serving their particular sentence.
So in other words, it really means not much chance of recovery and severe impact on lifestyle, which I would imagine would include not being able to go to the casino.
Not being able to be provided the type of medical sort of requirements that you would get ordinarily when you are outside. Because you have to remember that the assessment has been done. Correctional Services says we are looking at our own health facilities, we are looking at our own doctors. Do we have doctors which are specialists, for example, within particular illness? Or do you have general doctors which are able to treat your normal day illnesses like your normal coughs and flu? If we don't have those specialist doctors, then the chances of you getting that medical parole is actually high. But you must also remember it's not only the medical requirements that are looked at. The nature of the sentence that you have received, the way in which you have behaved while you were incarcerated, the type of program that you have engaged in since you were incarcerated are also looked at holistically when that particular application is being made.
Right. I mean, so let's talk about the specifics of Jacob Zuma. It's very, very clear that he isn't terminal or certainly isn't particularly ill. He's not even pretending to be, really.
In fact, with him, it is actually the medical parole that says that we do not recommend that he be released on medical parole. And it is only Mr. Arthur Fraser, who was at the time the decision maker, then that said, I'm going to bypass the professional sort of opinion that has been given, and I'm going to use my own discretion and power as a person who's occupying this position of power and actually release it. If that were to be taken in court, I do not think that Mr. Fraser will be able to defend the reasons why he sort of digressed or went against the opinions and the recommendations that was made by the medical parole board. Just remember why they are there. We are not medical practitioners, certainly Mr. Fraser is not one. And in order for you to get an honest opinion as to whether a person is ill or not, you would need a doctor to tell you and give you an expert opinion. And then based on that, this is what you would rely on. It is closely linked to, I think, the Section 33 of our Constitution that says that whenever a government institution or a person who is making a decision looks into that particular decision, there are three requirements that must suffice. The first one, it must be lawful, meaning there must be some sort of legislation that enables you to take that particular decision. In this case, the Correctional Services Act is there, it deserves a tick there. And then it then says the next requirement is that of reasonableness, meaning there must be some rational reasons which will be able to be followed, which are with tangible evidence that allow you or necessitate you to take a particular decision. Unfortunately, it doesn't pass on that one because there's a medical report that says, I do not recommend that this person must be released on medical parole, and yet he still goes against that without an opposing or another medical report which refuses or rebuts what has been given to him. So I don't think in that particular session it passed. And then the last is that of procedure. But I think in this case, they followed the procedure to the T. It's just that the element of rationality, the element of reasonableness does not seem to be there.
Yeah, it's just absurd. A few people asking about house arrest. Adam saying surely he needs to be on under house arrest. As far as I recall from this particular casino incident, he did ask for permission to leave his house.
Even then, what is also must be remembered is that the person is still a prisoner. The person is still under the supervision of the Correctional Services Department. So that element of punishment, that element of being deprived of certain rights because you have gone against what the law has stated must be there. So you can't say then a person is on medical parole and yet they go to a casino. It can't be. It then means the whole process of being on medical parole is a sham. And the element of punishment, the element of teaching us as members of the public using that particular incarceration as a deterrent, not going to be there anymore. So certainly going to a casino does not suffice as an event in which a person ought to go, does not suffice as an event in which a person would sort of justify being there while they're on medical parole.
But is there anybody that actually considers this not to be a sham, besides the Jacob Zuma Foundation, who told me I'm very, very biased because I asked some questions? But is there anybody, seriously, who thinks that, oh gosh, yeah, he really, really needed to be out on medical parole? I mean, it's like this, it's the emperor's new clothes. All we're doing is pretending. There's no doubt in anyone's mind. It's plain to see that the guy's not sick. He might be getting older. We're all getting older. But there's no real need for him to be on medical parole. So who are we kidding?
I think in this case, it's a question of saying, even though I may believe so, but if I'm going to go out in public and say it, then I'll be forced to provide proof. But in this case, we do have the medical parole board, the medical doctor's report that actually says that even though you are sick, even though you have your comorbidities as an old person, however, we don't recommend that you must be released and be outside. I think the most important question, though, should be this one. The powers that be, Department of Justice, and even the President, must then, in correctional services, must sit back and look and say, are we being able to achieve the purpose of parole or medical parole in this instance? Are there loopholes in the way in which we do our assessment? Is, for example, too much power that has been given to the commissioner of correctional services? Are there certain things in which we should do, especially I as a minister, to make sure that I'm able to oversee and make sure that everything is done to the T, but most importantly, that element of lawfulness, of rationality and procedural fairness must be met at all times. So these are the questions in which the powers that be should be asking themselves. And they should remember, they are given a certain duty under Section 92 of our Constitution of being accountable and responsible accounting officers. So their oversight role is embedded in our Constitution. And if you go against those particular rules, if you don't do what you've been employed to do as a minister or the deputy minister, definitely we qualify to call you a constitutional delinquent.
And I mean, who sits on this? Who appoints the medical parole board? How did they decide it? You know, there's so many questions that surely it's absolutely vital that the people of the country get answers to, because it really does show our correctional services and our system of justice to be a complete sham if we can go through this whole process going up all the way to the Constitutional Court, then the person lands up in prison, and somewhere along the line there's a very nifty way to sneak them out through the back door. This can really, it gets to the fabric of the whole system.
In this case, it is the minister that appoints the people that sit within the medical parole. Of course, the Correctional Services Act does state the level of qualifications and credentials that a person should have. But I think it was put in a place of saying, even once you are there and you've been appointed, it is still the minister, as stated earlier, per Section 92, who has a responsibility of checking whether that person that was appointed is doing the job in a manner in which they ought to have done so. And the person that comes into a particular department will then say, let's have our best practices, let's have our checks and balances. These are the instances in which one is the release on medical parole. I'm not giving you absolute discretion without being guided as to how that discretion should be applied, of course, doing that within the confines of the law. So I think there's another question we should ask ourselves the next time we hear that a person has been appointed as a minister, in terms of asking, do they really understand their duties? Do they really understand what they ought to do in terms of the law? And also check and do our own oversight role as members of the public in terms of saying, the financial year has ended. What have you done? What have you complied with? Are we happy with your performance? And certainly, if you are happy, we go back to the polls and put them in again. If you are not, then you vote and take them out.